Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm doing well, guys. How are you?
Good. Well, you painted the picture for me.
Sam is Hoopswire, by the way.
He is.
He doesn't just write for it. He is Hoopswire.
Do you want to be Hoopswire, or do you want to be someone who writes for Hoopwire?
Well, it's his website.
I could be both.
Yeah, he's the man.
He wants to be both, and that's what's important. That's why we have him on the show. All right. Well, thanks for painting that great picture for me, my friend. Five times at home, an NBA team. Lost the first two at home, and then still won the series. So you're saying there's a chance.
Well, you have to believe, right? You don't really have a choice at this point if you're the Cleveland Cavaliers and now Boston Celtics, both down 2-0, which we haven't seen this before. This is NBA history, the wrong side of it, but we've never seen two teams. We've never seen one 60-win team down 2-0 in the first or in the second round, and now we have two. In the same span of a week. So, you know, yeah, there's stats that show that they could do it, you know, if you're the Cavs. That's what you got to hang your hat on. It's been done.
So we should blame the commissioner. Is that what we're saying?
Might as well.
Sounds good.
I think he gets blamed for everything else, so I'm on board.
He does get blamed for everything else, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. All commissioners do.
Come with the job, part of the job, right?
part of the making a lot of money. So I get that completely. How injured are the Cavs? And do you think that there's any chance that these guys play?
I go back and forth. You know, I think that clearly the injuries are pretty severe. Not to be Debbie Downer, but you're talking about a sprained toe. Which is, you know, I've seen people say he needs to come out and play, and there's probably some validity to that. But I don't think that Darius Garland, not to use a double negative in the same sentence, but I don't think he doesn't want to play. He wants to play, you know, and he's gone out there a few times and done some workouts, and it's been decided that he wouldn't be able to contribute, you know, based on the injury. Evan Mobley was limping noticeably after game two. And DeAndre Hunter, a dislocated thumb on your shooting hand. You got to go with what the coach has said, and Kenny Atkinson has said that they are all you know, day-to-day status is up in the air. I can tell you this, with as angry as Kenny Atkinson is about it being physical, and you know, we heard his very fair comments on perhaps the line of physicality being crossed and him being agitated with that, it makes me think that it's not great news, because we don't see Kenny Atkinson very sour, or at least this sour, very often.
Let me ask you something about the way the game is played right now. You see Boston blow two 20-point leads in back-to-back games. You see the Cavaliers blow a 20-point lead, even though a great effort to get that with all of the injuries. I wonder, the Celtics and the Cavs, two of the top four teams in the NBA in three-pointers attempted per game. Is there any correlation there? That's in the regular season. They were two of the top.
Right.
Celtics were number one. Cavs were number four.
There could be. You know, look, I mean, the old saying, old school saying, is live by the three, die by the three.
Right.
Right? Now, mm-hmm. Golden State, for years, turned that on its ear, which was, well, we're not dying by the three. But people forget about those Warrior Dynasty teams. They got so many shots at the rim by cutting and you know, almost running kind of the old school Princeton offense,
yeah,
where it's constant motion, and they just happen to have, you know, the best 3-point shooter in this era, and really actually two of them, and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. So, you know, a lot of teams have mimicked that. Kenny Atkinson and other coaches will call the Celtics run the five out, where all five guys are kind of shooting threes, your center, everybody. So we've seen Boston take and miss a record number of threes. And I think maybe partially, guys, when we're watching these playoffs, they let you be so much more physical defensively around the perimeter. We've seen how the Pacers and other teams will kind of push, grab, claw, and you never know what the refs are going to let them get away with in the playoffs. So, yeah, I think that you need to be, all of a sudden, with the kind of rules changing in the playoffs, that can impact teams that have had success doing it a certain way in the regular season.
Is it good or bad? We had a caller that brought up a great point. It's like, okay, if you're going to decide to let teams play, well, why wouldn't you just do that during the regular season too? Like, we're all just looking for consistency, right? That's it. We're just looking for consistency. And if you've got one ref that's going to let them play and one who isn't, it's bothersome to sit here and even have to talk about the refs. And I wonder if we would be if the Cavs were up 2-0. That's the other thing, too. If we were on the other side of this, would we be talking about the refs?
Well, no. Nobody would be. But I can tell you this, and that's a great point that the caller made.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sat there last night watching the Celtics game, and I thought, you know, you're totally changing the style of play in the playoffs. You let them play one way all year, which is freedom of movement, right? That's
right.
The NBA's big rally cry. Freedom of movement, not really allowed or supposed to close out on shooters during the regular season. You get called for flagrants if you get too close to a shooter, if your foot lands underneath them. You know, so closing out on shooters is discouraged during the regular season. During the playoffs, it's anything goes. And I'm just like, you know, forget the Cavs being down 2-0. I just look at the product overall, and I'm like, why all of a sudden have you changed the rules? Are you not as big on freedom of movement? Are you allowing dangerous closeouts on shooters? You know, I think the reason the Cavs are down 2-0 is because they haven't had their all-star point guard. I don't think it's the officiating. I think it's they're struggling to get the ball up the floor a lot of times. And, you know, Darius Garland clearly would change all that because he gets to wherever he wants to go on the court.
How good is Indiana?
Indiana is basically the same team as the Cavs, right? They're just a little more physical. But they're basically, when I watched the Pacers, I saw them a few times against the Bucks, and I thought, boy, people who are writing this off as an easy series for the Cavs are going to be way off, because this team very much mirrors the Cavaliers in the style that they play. They have, even though they call them overrated and he wasn't an all-star this year, they have an all-star caliber point guard in Tyrese Halliburton. They have a very good power forward who was an all-star in Pascal Siakam. And Miles Turner, they're very deep. Those guys can shoot threes. And Rick Carlisle said that the other day. He said it before the game. He said, I feel that these two teams mirror each other in our style of play and our efficiency. Since January 1st, guys, the Pacers have been, the third best record in the NBA? Now maybe second best record in the NBA if you include the playoffs.
How do the Cavs change this around? Forget about trying to win four games at once. They got to win one game, game three, and then they can worry about game four. So what do they need to do to win, and can they be a more physical team?
Yeah, and, you know, I don't know that they have to be more physical because they were up 20, twice game two. So you just need one. I mean, look, and this isn't to blame anybody because it's a team-wide thing, but Ty Jerome, right, 1 of 14. He goes 3 of 14 in game two. That's over. That game is over. Couple more made threes from somebody else, game over. So...
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student-athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
They just have to do and defend like they did for 46 of the 48 minutes. You can't have these small, Jared Allen said it the other night, you can't have these small mental lapses if you don't have your guys. But frankly, I think the only way they're going to get out of this series, and I still think there's a chance, but I think you need at least one of your injured guys back, and I think it either needs to be Mobley or Darius Garland. You're not going to win the series without at least one of those two.
Who else do you like in the NBA playoffs? Can the Knicks finish this off against the Celtics? Denver had a great win in game one, but then just got smoked last night. What do you think?
Yeah, that's the Nuggets for you. I mean, they did that against the Clippers too, right? They had a great win, and then they get crushed, and then they come back and win the series. I still, you know what's funny? I sat there thinking last night, yeah, I still don't think the Knicks are going to win that series. I still don't believe.
I feel the same thing. I don't know why I feel that way.
Probably because it's the defending champ and all that. And at least I do. I sit there and have strong doubts about the Cavs. The difference is, of course, the Cavs have three key players injured. The Celtics do not. But... You know, New York is the Knicks are always the Knicks, and they could very well just go right back home and lose both. So, to me, I thought Golden State was cooking again, but now with Steph Curry being out a week, I really think far and away, the top two teams that I've seen are number one, the Oklahoma City Thunder when they're clicking, and number two, the Indiana Pacers. Those have been the top two teams of the second round, Eddie.
Sammy, as always, thank you. We're always reading on Hoopswire to see what the latest is. And good stuff, my friend. Good stuff. Thank you.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. We'll talk to you later.